Hello and welcome to Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Eric will answer some questions in the mailbag later. We're going to hear from Heather Atkins, A Woman's Word, some female-focused financial planning topics. We'll also have the CEO's Corner with Joel Johnson in just a bit. But Eric, the first thing we need to touch on today is, I guess, what you would call current events in the financial world. And normally when we think of current events, we're talking about the market, but occasionally we have legislation that needs to be discussed. So the Secure Act 2.0 is something that they talked about for about 18 months before they actually got it passed. But here we are. It's now law. Secure Act 2.0. You might remember the Secure Act 1.0 was passed back at the beginning of 2020. Of course, it was subsumed very quickly by the pandemic and nobody was talking about the Secure Act anymore. But now we have 2.0. So let's talk about some of the things that that did, and probably the biggest highlight for most of your clients, Eric, is the RMD age got pushed back again. What does that mean, and why is it relevant to us?
This is good news. So the RMD, of course, is the required minimum distribution. You save and you save to put yourself in a position where you can retire. And then most of those retirement accounts, you don't want to touch them until you retire. Well, maybe not most, all. But at a certain age, historically, that age was age 70 and a half. The IRS says you got to start taking this money out now because you have to start paying taxes on it. Well, the Secure Act moved that from age 70 and a half to 72, which was good news that, okay, you got a little more time before you're forced to start drawing this money out. And then, of course, once you start drawing this money out, the percentage that you have to draw out gets bigger every year, and you have to do it every single year for the rest of your life. Well, the Secure Act 2.0 has now adjusted it for people that are born between the years of 1951 and 1958. Starting age is now 73 years old. And wait, there's more. If you were born in 1959 or later, the age is now 75. So we keep seeing this pushed back later, which is good because it gives you more flexibility maybe to do a Roth conversion or something like that before the age that you're actually forced to draw money out. And to be clear, it doesn't mean you can't take your money out sooner. This is the age at which you are forced to start drawing out your money. And you don't want to be forced to do anything. So more time, more flexibility, things are going to change. I mean, that's right. We hear all those things are going to change. You know, I have all those conversations with people. Well, you know, I'm going to live in Connecticut for the rest of my life. I'd never moved to Florida. 6 months later, where are they going? So things are going to change. Your plan has to be able to change as well. But this gives people more options, more flexibility, which is a good thing.
Another element of the Secure Act 2.0, Eric, is this special catch-up contribution for people who are getting close to retirement.
Yeah, so we just talked about what do you do once you have the retirement money and now you're forced to draw it out. Let's talk about filling up the bucket in the first place, because if you don't save money, you're not going to retire. So catch-up contributions are the amount of money that you can save into retirement plans. After the age of 50, you can make catch-up contributions to save even more money. So for anyone over the age of 50, the catch-up contribution in 2023 is $7,500. And there's another adjustment that for anyone between the ages of 60 and 63, beginning in the year 2025, they can make catch-up contributions of $10,000. So these are, again, good things. These are not things that you have to do or are forced to do. But what you want to look at is, you know, we all want to save money. We all want to grow money. But are you making smart decisions relative to where you're putting that money? You know, tax benefits now versus tax benefits later. A lot of times people fixate on, okay, this is how much money I need to retire. But $100,000 in a traditional IRA that you pay taxes on all of it is very different than $100,000 on a Roth IRA where you pay none of it. But this affords people to save more money, defer more tax, and that's a lot of times a great option for people.
Very interesting element in Secure Act 2.0 that I haven't seen a lot of people talking about yet, but I think they probably will be, is the fact that you can now move money from a 529 college savings account to a Roth IRA. Now, there are a lot of stipulations and things you need to understand about it, but that's an interesting concept, Eric.
100%. I mean, very often I get into the conversation, right? Who do we talk to every day? People that are either retired or about to, right? So they become grandparents and they say, you know, I really want to help out. You know, my kids are fine. I want to help out my grandkids. You know, what should I be doing? And the subject of a 529 comes up, and a limitation is, well, what happens if they don't use that money for qualifying secondary education expenses? They get a full ride. They don't go to school, any number of things. Well, this new option allows people that you set up a 529 plan for your grandson who's just born. Well, 20 years from now, turns out he never went to college or he didn't use it all. And normally, if you draw that money out, you're going to pay a penalty on the gain of it, plus the tax. Well, now your grandchild can actually take withdrawals out of that, continuing not to pay the taxes, and use them for contributions into a Roth IRA to continue to grow that money tax-free for retirement that can be used on a whole bunch of different stuff. Well, effectively anything. So this is a very neat thing that I think a lot of people will take advantage of in a good way. And it's always good to be talking about 529s, because anyone who has kids or grandkids or you yourself went to college, it costs a lot of money and you got to have a plan for it.
It's another great example of why you should have professional help with a lot of this stuff. Like, the average person just isn't going to think through how to use these strategies to their benefit. So make sure you're getting help from somebody who understands how to use these tools for you. Last thing we'll talk about on Secure Act 2.0, and this is not by any means the end of the legislation, but the main points that I think affect, Eric, your clients and our listeners. There are some changes to company matching in a 401k. Now you can actually, in some cases, not contribute to the 401k and yet still get the match. How does that work?
So this is a very neat idea. If you can talk about things that are titled Secure Act 2.0 as neat ideas. Who are they trying to get saving into a 401k plan, right? You're trying to get the 20-year-old, the 30-year-old. And it's like, listen, if you don't save into this, you're not going to have enough money to retire. You're not going to have any money to retire. And you know, I remember back to my 25-year-old self. Okay, great. So, you know, I'm supposed to, you know, buy a place to live, you know, get a car, you know, paying all my own bills, pay my student loan, and now you want me to save for retirement, which is like way in the future. I can't even fathom. So it's hard. So there's been an incentive added that by making your student loan payments, this new rule, by making those student loan payments, they can count as retirement account contributions for the purpose of getting the company's match. So even though you were not, in effect, putting money into the company retirement plan, it would count as if you are to get you the match. Now, it's different for everyone because some companies, Johnson Brunetti, for example, even if you don't put money into the retirement plan, we put in a contribution for you, is how it had always been. But then other companies, no, you've got to put money in to get the match. So if you're making your student loan payments and not putting money in the 401k, you should still qualify to get that match, which is good news. That's great stuff. Make sure you're taking advantage of it. But that's confusing even to read. So again, none of us know what we don't know. So make sure that you're not missing out on something that would be a big benefit to you that often does not cost anything just because you're unaware of it or not really sure how to go about it. Reach out, get the advice, get some help, you know, because this is all part of having a plan.
So when somebody comes in to meet with you for the first time and maybe they have questions about some of these things they've seen in the news, not sure how it affects them, or maybe it's just, you know, life circumstances dictate that, hey, you know, it's time to talk to somebody. I'm going to be retiring soon. How do those conversations go? What do you do when somebody comes in for the first time?
You know, most people come in having some understanding of who we are and what we do. You know, we work in retirement planning. It means about everyone we're talking to is either retired or about to, coming to us asking the question of, this is what I've done. You know, how do I do? Kind of feel like I have stuff all over the place, don't really have a plan. Because most people don't have a plan. Your whole plan was saved for retirement so that you have enough money that you can actually stop working. But people don't really know how to do that. And people are a little apprehensive about asking for help. But it's just a conversation about, well, you know, not about buying this stock or this or that. It's about, all right, you're going to retire. What are you going to do? What do you want to do? You know, are you going to stay in Connecticut? You're going to leave. You know, what about taxes? You're going to be done working. What about Social Security? It's a plan about, you know, how you're going to live the rest of your life and how all these different things are impacting ultimately what your plan in your life is going to be. So, you know, it's good to have these conversations before you retire because you have more options available to you. So that's what it is. Just a conversation. We'll take all that info that we've gathered. We'll put it onto our money map, which is a one-page plan. We'll sit down with you again. We don't charge anything for the visit and say, from people that do this all day, every day, this is what it looks like to us. You know, the people we talk to retire once. We talk about it, you know, over and over and over again every day. And everyone's situation is unique, but we have a lot of experience having this conversation. So I you know, really enjoy having it with people, and I think people really benefit from that.
If you'd like to come in for that visit yourself and go through the Money Map retirement review process, the number to call is 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. No cost, no obligation. Come meet with the team at Johnson Brunetti. As Eric has said many times on this show, basically anybody who comes in is going to benefit. You don't have to work with Johnson Brunetti as a firm moving forward. You don't have to be a client to have benefited from this Money Map retirement review. So come on in and at least have that conversation. Get a feel for where you are and where you need to be going. 800-705-1232. Call or text. That's 800-705-1232. And it's now time for the CEO's Corner with Joel Johnson.
It's time for the CEO's Corner.
It is the CEO's Corner with Joel Johnson, CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. And Joel, I'm curious to get your take on this. A lot of people, it seems like, in the last year or two, have retired what you would probably define as early, at least probably earlier than they may have planned on retiring 5 years ago or so. Why do you think that's happening? Are they being forced? Is this of their own volition? What do you see?
Well, I think it's both, right? Some people are being forced to retire earlier. They feel like they're being forced to retire early because, you know, we had Aetna and CVS merge a little while back, and, you know, that was touted as a merger. It seems like it's more of a CVS takeover of Aetna, but a lot of people that have been at Aetna for a long, long time are just saying, you know what, I've saved enough money. I'm not really being forced out, but it just feels different here, and I'm going to go ahead and take an early retirement package. Other people are excited about, you know, becoming part of a different company. But for those folks that are retiring early, whether it's Aetna or the Hartford or Raytheon, United Technologies merged with Raytheon, and before they did that, they split off Otis Elevator and Carrier Air Conditioning and these different companies. They sold off Sikorsky to, I forget who they sold it to, Northrop Grumman, I think, or someone. It might have been Lockheed Martin. There's just a lot of changes in companies now. So a lot of people are choosing to retire early. Some people are being forced out. Some people are being told, hey, it's probably time for you to go, or your job has become redundant. And it's giving people an opportunity to step back, very different, by the way, than it was 3 or 4 years ago, to step back and say, you know what, I've saved enough money. I don't need to be on this corporate treadmill anymore. I'm not quite as excited about my job as I used to be. And so I think I can just do a financial plan and figure out I've got enough money to retire and retire. And sometimes those folks are going into different jobs in completely different fields. You know, engineers going to work for Home Depot just because they like, you know, working and they like being around people. And maybe they're handy, so they go and work with something they know, not because they have to, but because they want to. So we've got this major change that's happening in the workforce. And I think COVID kind of precipitated this, where people just looked back and said, hey, I want to take another look at my work and see how long do I have to work, especially if I'm not enjoying the job as much. You know, my son said something to me the other day. I just love my work. You know, I love what I do. I plan to work absolutely as long as I can, as long as I'm having fun and we're serving clients. But my son said, hey, you don't live to work, you work to live. And that's his attitude, right? He does a great job. He works at the Hartford. He's actually in IT. He's not an IT. He's a software engineer, I should say.
For all of us not in that world, just saying IT covers all of it.
Well, but it really doesn't. Yeah. Software engineers don't consider themselves IT. IT is more the infrastructure. You know, get my computer to work. Hey, the internet's not working and so on. The software engineers are writing code and things like that. So I've been corrected a few times, I can tell you that. But, you know, he's got a different attitude, where I have loved my work for so long that I kind of don't really think of it as work. And, you know, it's great when you feel that way. But, you know, if I worked for a big company and all of a sudden they merged for another company and that feeling started to change, I would probably sit back and say, hey, have I saved enough money to retire? Can I cut myself that check out of my investments and out of Social Security and pension every month so that I can live? And so it's really different than it used to be, certainly 3 or 4 years ago. You still had some of those feelings 3 or 4 years ago, but I think the last couple of years has just really precipitated this rethinking of work and life and what retirement looks like and can I retire early. And, you know, this is what we do so many financial plans for people these days, is looking at that. Hey, I thought I was going to work for another 3 to 5 years, but
maybe I can retire right now. And my spouse and I have been talking, or my partner and I have been talking, and, you know, maybe we want to travel more. We just want to do a new financial plan up. And Joel, let's see if we can retire earlier. Let's see if we'll be okay. Let's see if we've got enough money to last for the next 25 or 30 years because we're healthy. And so that's what we do. That's part of that Money Map retirement review is, you know, getting together, putting all your finances on one page. So it's nice and simple and very visual. That's what we call our money map. But then sitting behind that is that retirement income analysis. Can we give you paychecks for the rest of your life every month, just like clockwork? Can we give you raises every year to keep up with inflation? Because obviously that's a concern these days. What about taxes? Can we make sure you've minimized your taxes? How do we do all those things? How do we make sure you're not taking too much risk with your investments, so when the things go bad, like they have here just recently, you don't get spooked out of the market? How do we put together that plan that makes sure that you feel bulletproof, so you have the confidence to say, yes, I can retire? Or if you're already retired, you have the confidence to say, I can stay retired. I don't have to worry about money. Because most of our clients, they want to live their lives. They don't want to live their lives watching CNBC every day and worrying about money and changing investment strategies all the time and so on. And so that's what that money map does. And while I'm talking about that, that's why we believe so strongly in it. Give us a call. Get your copy of that money map. You will not regret it. It will add so much value to your retirement picture. You know, whether you become a client or not, that's not the issue. The issue is every one of you deserves a copy of that money map, because remember, it's customized to you. It's not this boilerplate thing. It's customized to you. You get the retirement income analysis to make sure you're not going to run out of money. It'll tell you how much you need to earn on your investments every single year to make sure that those investments last for the rest of your life. So give us a call. It's 1-800-705-1232. Come on in. Visit with one of our advisors. Let them go through the process with you. It's a collaborative process. It's not us talking to you. It is a collaborative process to get the best result possible for you, and you'll walk out of here with your own personal, unique money map. 1-800-705-1232.
You can call that number, or you can text, whichever is easiest for you. Just leave a message if you're calling. Somebody will get back with you and find a time for your Money Map retirement review. If you're texting, be sure to include your first and last name. And when you come in for that Money Map review, as Joel said, you'll leave with the copy of the review itself. But also, you can pick out a book from the Johnson Brunetti Library. Joel has written many books, one of which ties in perfectly with what we've been talking about right here. The book is Forced to Retire, which, you know, maybe it's you've been forced into retirement from an early retirement, forced buyout. And maybe you just felt forced because, as Joel was saying, maybe the culture of the company has changed and you just don't want to be there anymore. So you've kind of been forced out that way. Either way, a lot of good principles in that book that will relate to your situation. You can get a copy of it when you come in for your Money Map retirement review. Again, 1-800-705-1232 is the number. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Johnson Brunetti's Money Wisdom. Thank you, Joel. And up next here on Money Wisdom, let's hear from Heather Atkins, A Woman's Word.
It's time for A Woman's Word.
That's right. It is time to turn to Heather Atkins, certified financial planner and financial advisor at Johnson Brunetti. Heather, today we wanted to talk about longevity risk, which I think is a weird concept. Why is living a long time a risk? But you can explain why that's the case and why it's particularly important for women to be thinking about longevity risk. Why is that?
Yeah, women tend to live longer than men on average. Right now, you know, that's going to be between like 5 and 7 years difference. And living a long, successful life is what I think a lot of people want, to be healthy. It doesn't always work out that way. And women tend to outlive men, and as a result, end up being the ones left having to navigate things like long-term care. It's particularly a women's issue. Because we live longer, then we have more medical expenses down the line, even if we don't end up in a nursing home or having that severe level of care needed, even if it's just day-to-day stuff. And with that too, when there's the longevity that women face, that means we need more income, more money. Our lifestyle is likely not going to change too much at that time. And we need to make sure there's enough money to last as long as we do. And so it's really important for women specifically to be thinking about, you know, maybe we don't have a crystal ball and know how long we're going to be on this earth for, but planning worst case scenario, if we're going to be here into our 90s or hit that magical birthday, 100 years old, making sure there's enough money to last a lifetime.
Well, how do you do that, though? I mean, if somebody's going to retire at, let's say, 65 and live to 100, that's 35 years of retirement. So if they started working at, let's say, 25, they worked for 40 years, and now we're talking about being retired for almost that long. I mean, how do you make the money last that long?
Yeah, good question. So we first need to look at it from a very simple point of view of living below our means. And that is a simple concept, not always easy, I think, to implement. When you look at the budget, look at your finances, get used to at a younger age in your 50s and 60s to living below your means. And that is setting a really good foundation for the next 35 years, as you mentioned. And when it comes to having that income last a lifetime, I think it's really important to continuously go back and review and visit having an income plan in place, you know, working with a group or an individual that's going to look at the whole picture and boil it down to how much money do you need now to live, and adding in things like inflation and taxes and all of that fun stuff, and what the market is capable of doing over the next 35 years, and planning real worst case scenario stuff. And that is how you stack the deck in your favor, so that you planned worst case, and as a result, you kind of know going in, am I going to have enough money? Am I able to do the things I want to do in retirement and be able to afford my standard of living when I'm in my 80s or 90s?
Have you had any ladies come in to visit with you and, you know, maybe having just lost their husband and saying, okay, where do I go from here? Or, you know, maybe husband died a long time ago and they're just now getting to the point where, ooh, things are starting to feel a little tight. What do I need to do? Have you had anybody come in where you're thinking to yourself, oh, I wish I'd talked to you 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I wish you'd come in back then, because now our hands are kind of tied. But, you know, back then we could have really done some planning. Have you seen much of that?
Absolutely. And I think it's really easy for women and men, but definitely women, to freeze up after having just lost their partner, their loved one, spouse, and not want to maybe work on it, you know, take action at that time because there's a grieving period. But it's super important to look at the numbers, get in front of somebody, you know, a fiduciary, talk about this stuff. And, you know, I've had many women, whether it be having lost a loved one or divorce, too, kind of leaving things worse off. And, you know, when there's one less person in the mix, you could say there might be some expenses that go away, but there's oftentimes income streams that go away. Like the way Social Security is structured right now, you've got, if you have two income streams coming in from Social Security, you lose one person, you lose one income stream. And while the greater of the two will remain, that's still going to be a haircut to your income. And is it going to be detrimental? Are you going to get accustomed to that change in lifestyle if you haven't planned for it?
So make sure, especially for women, everybody needs to be thinking about longevity risk, but especially ladies need to be considering, what happens if I live to 90, 95, 100? Do I have an income plan that's going to get me through? The team at Johnson Brunetti can help you make sure that happens. You're listening to Money Wisdom. Wrapping things up here on today's episode of Money Wisdom. And Eric, a lot of people out there need some help. What can you do for them?
You know, I think people have a lot of, I know people have a lot of unanswered questions on this, and they're apprehensive. Am I going to ask the right thing? Or, you know, what do I have to prepare for the visit? You just have to bring yourself in and let's have a conversation and talk about where you're at and what you're thinking. I wouldn't stress yourself out trying to make sure I have all my numbers together. Just come in and sit down and we'll just talk about it. Talk about what you're thinking, what you're done, and what the plans are moving forward. And we start to build a map, and, you know, trust develops over time, and we just talk about this stuff. You know, the whole goal of it is so that you feel better about where you are and comfortable in where you're going moving forward. That's the goal.
So if you'd like to get that help, the number to call, 800-705-1232. You can also text, just include your first and last name if that's what you're doing. 705-1232. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's edition of Money Wisdom with the team from Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the UConn Huskies. Have a great week.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered through JN Financial, LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program.
Better Money is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti.